Say to the intern.
Okay, just a second. I gotta adjust my settings.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I'm recording and we're live somehow. Because finally, I went and pushed the button.
We are live.
We are live, okay. And we're recording. And I have
we're gonna adjust really fast. I'm gonna go get fancy cheese. BRB, BRB.
Sorry, there is get some fancy cheese. I'm having some unusual feedback happening, and I don't know how or why.
I was going to say, I hear it. I heard the feedback coming through you to me.
Oh, mute. How about mute that? Okay. I've never done this live nonsense before, so this is a fun little experiment we'll be doing for absolutely no one. Watch now with two viewers. I don't know what. No. We are not streaming.
Both viewers?
I must be. I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. We're going to roll with it.
Oh, ow. Old.
Yeah, are you old? Sage the intern. You're not old. My God.
I was scooping cat litter and I was dying. I was just bent over. Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Do you know what that means? I think it's just that we, universe, please and thank you, we need to have some maids that we need housekeepers, pet sitters, personal assistants, personal chefs, just the whole nine yards.
Literally. Should I do normal cheddar or should I do garlic cheddar?
You should always do garlic cheddar if you have the opportunity. What is this fancy cheese stuff that's happening? I'm already so very excited. Sage the intern. Welcome to the Sage the Intern podcast. Sage is currently off screen getting some fancy cheese because that is a necessary thing. We are attempting live on Twitch. I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll pop this up on the regulars as a episode normal like, and it'll be fine.
I don't think I can show my knife, but...
Okay.
This is my cheese.
It's beautiful. Redhead garlic cheddar from Minnesota. Marvelous. Yeah. I love it already. I'm a fancy cheese fan. I like brie and... Okay. How about... Let's have a little bit of an argument here, Sage the intern, before we get into the things that you know I want to talk about.
Okay. Wait. We're having an argument for what?
What are your feelings on the stinky cheeses? I call them the stinky cheese, like blue cheese. Feta is not quite, feta is maybe a little, I'm a sweet cheeses kind of person. I can't do the like, the weird stuff that's.
I need to try the stinky cheese again.
Like blue cheese is too, I don't like it. I don't, there's something about it. I can't do it.
Okay, we have to pause for a second. What is our Twitch channel name?
Oh, I'm just on Frankie's Podcast Network.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful, sexy, iconic. We know where we are now and we're happy about life.
Frankie Podcast Network.
Sage the intern, I love. This is very much sort of our QB time is very much kind of. That's what we should just call this, actually. This should be QB time. QB time with Sage and Frankie. That's what we're doing. This is our little QB time. Sage the intern. I know you know what I want to talk about.
I think we all... I bet we have ViewBots in here, but that's kind of sexy iconic of us.
Oh, do you... Also... Are you able to monitor chats and things over the... Look at you. Brilliant.
Yeah.
How fantastic.
It's because I'm an active online user. Unfortunate, whether that is fortunate or unfortunate.
It's because you are not old as you say you are. Because it's because you know these things. I didn't even know you could watch movies on TikTok. And you're over there telling me you can watch movies on TikTok. These are the things that I don't know.
Yeah.
Sidebar.
We're on a little stream delay, and that's really sexy iconic of us too.
Well, that's what I was hearing before was that. So it's, I hope, whatever, that'll just be a weirdness at the beginning of the thing. It's fine.
It's fine.
I have to say, though, in the world of cheeses, before we move on to things.
Cheese.
Havarti. Dill Havarti is where it's at.
Oh.
Dill Havarti is where it's at.
Dill Havarti. That sounds good.
Munster you is know? Also a delicious one.
Okay, Munster is good, but not in the cheese trays.
No,
in the
because
cheese
they,
trays, Munster is best.
Munster in cheese trays is like cantaloupe in dishes of fruit. It just like loses all of its flavor somehow. It just becomes like just it tastes like nothing.
Everything.
Yeah.
It's also, this cheese was born on
May
6th? What?
No, that's
May 23rd.
Okay. May 25th. Sure.
I love this that for us. Okay, also
on,
we got
I love this cheese was born on. That's pretty great.
Oregon.
Now I would like to see. Now, this is a really kind of disgusting thought, but my brain did it anyway. You know, remember I showed you those butter sculptures, right? I sent you those pictures of like, I don't know where it is, somewhere in the world. They do a fair and people do butter sculptures of giant blocks of butter.
Yeah.
They need to have like a cow giving birth to a big thing of cheese. Like, this cheese was born.
That would be so funny.
Oh, you and your Saltburn generation, y'all would love it.
Okay, Saltburn is supposed to be a, like, we're ending capitalist movie.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because I thought that my sister had tricked me into, like, watching porn is kind of what it seemed like.
Well, the point of it distracts you with porn, but it's not supposed to be that. Like, it's supposed to be weird on purpose.
Also, side note, I met someone today. I can't remember now. Is it a friend of hers or family? I don't know. But they have a coffee shop called... Oh, I got to go look it up. It's a coffee shop / porn shop. And I was in St. Louis. I know. And I was like, Shameless Grounds is what it's called. And it is a coffee shop / porn shop. And I think that's the most hilarious thing I've ever heard in my life.
I love that's similar to a...
We need to go there.
A book and coffee shop. A book. Yeah. A book and coffee shop moment.
Yeah. Except it's naughty and that's funny. And I think that's great. Sage the intern. We need to like plan a trip and we need to go. I must go have a coffee in this place.
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited.
You know what I'm going? I'm going to text you something right now.
We need to look at or super secret?
No.
Is this super secret confidential time?
It doesn't have to be super secret. It's just something for you later.
For me, for later.
Is this one going up on Twitch or no?
What do you mean? I will post it to my regular YouTubes and audio as a recorded later, and I'll put it up on Twitch as the whatever is. I don't understand how to use Twitch. This is like, I'm surprised it was that slick to start a live on Twitch. I don't really know what I'm doing.
I'll
be able to do. Okay.
That's just at the beginning because I changed it. I changed it to the intern. No, it doesn't.
I don't see anything. I don't see anything you're saying that says anything.
Really? Because I see it on. It's okay. We can talk about this later. It's not a big of a deal.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just hate my last name being on things. It makes me crazy.
Well, we can change your last name and you can be like me and like, you know, you can have a persona instead. What's your persona? Well, I mean, obviously you're Sage the intern. But, you know, you could have any other persona you want to in the multiverse. You can pick whatever you want to be in the multiverse. Save the intern. What I would like for you to do, though, is school everyone who may be listening out there on my new favorite conspiracy that we still haven't talked about that we need to talk about.
What is it? I'm so ready as I'm getting into my jeans.
What are you talking about? The conspiracy that you told me about that's my new favorite that I didn't know about. The Titanic.
Okay, I was going to say I told you about a lot.
No, I love that about you, that you're full of wonderful conspiracy theories. Because
do you know why I'm full of one? Did I ever explain to you why I'm full of wonderful conspiracy theories?
No, but I would like to know. Please tell me as you are cutting your sheepy.
I can't show my knife.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't see it. It's fine. Is that a rule? Is that a thing? Is that we're going to get booted off if you see Danger Mouse
things? I'm pretty sure. Also,
is there anything wrong with cats in the background?
I riled up the cats earlier. And I didn't do it on purpose. My dad and I were literally just carrying a bed upstairs.
So that's enough to rile up the cats. I mean, of course.
They look crazy. But when I was in high school, I had a teacher whose daughter I did synchronized swimming with. Crazy.
Love that. Also anyway. Love that Sage the intern did synchronized swimming. Can we please bring that back?
It was kind of iconic.
It sounds like it was.
I was downloading photos from my phone to my hard drive, my external hard drive. And I was giggling because every single year I always had like bursts of synchronized swimming photos.
I love it. I need to see those for sure. And we need to start that up again. I want to do synchronized swimming. I would be terrible at it.
I was terrible at it, but then you get better. Because practice makes, it doesn't make perfection, it makes.
Practice just makes better. Better's good enough. Practice makes better and better is good enough. That's a t-shirt.
This is really good cheese.
I like to see that. Man, now I wish I had snacks. Sage the intern, I did not plan this out well. We need to have, did we have chitty chats? Is there people in the chitty chat? No? You got to tell me if there are.
I'm not paying attention.
Okay.
I was looking at my cheese.
Yeah, let's look at him. That's what you should be paying attention to is your snacks, always. Okay, but why are the conspiracy theories, Sage the intern?
Oh, because, so I took a whole conspiracy theory class in high school. It was just, that's what it was.
Why not get to have a conspiracy theory class in high school? I had to read The Great Gatsby and The Scarlet Letter.
I also had to read those. Oh. Those are pretty classic. It's because I'm bad at public speaking. So okay. I didn't want to do that, and I didn't want to do debate. So instead, I took this conspiracy theory class, and it was JFK, it was Lincoln, it was the Titanic, and there's a couple other ones that I can't remember.
Oh, well, let's start with the Titanic and just work our way through all of them. But the Titanic one is one of my favorites.
The Titanic one is so good.
Explain it to me again, though. Okay.
Okay.
Start
at the beginning.
Okay.
So at the very beginning, the Olympic, what is it? The White Star Mine? Overall company, it's like the White Star, something like that.
Okay. Yeah. Did not do research prior to this because why would you?
I just can't remember
the
name.
We don't play that way, but go for it.
Exactly. So the White Star Line created the Olympic.
Okay.
And I think at the time, that's all it had money for. It was literally Olympic.
Okay.
And so it sets off Olympic. Olympic is kind of really popular. And then somewhere down the line, the Olympic runs into a ship. Collision. They have a crash, but it's the Olympic's fault. So
right.
They can't get insurance money.
Right. Okay. This is, yes. Now I'm remembering. I'm going to get my blankie here so I can really cuddle up and be ready for all this wonderfulness. Okay.
I know, right?
Olympic
so during
crashes
that.
Into a ship. It's the Olympic's fault. No insurance money for the damages.
No money.
For you, White Star Line.
Yep.
Okay.
So then, either before this, a little bit before this crash happens, or somewhere after this crash happens, then they do the Titanic. They start building the Titanic.
Okay. They start, this is must be more sort of think press releases and things, right? Like, we're building this. Okay.
Yep.
And photo ops, things like that.
Exactly. So, and the Titanic was a little bit rushed. It wasn't quite ready to launch, but they launched it.
Right.
And then I wouldn't say a bunch of billionaires, but a pretty significant amount of billionaires
decided not to go on the Titanic.
On the first.
On their maiden ship voyage.
That was the most important one.
Yeah. The ill-fated.
Yep. A bunch of people backed out of that. And even like the person's main, even the Titanic's main funder backed out of going on it too. Like it was a bunch of people.
Oh, well, see, that's already, that's shady. Doesn't it all just start with a bunch of shady billionaires always every day? Okay. Of course it does.
So then we know,
this
is history. They don't.
Let's put it into the universe, though, that you and I get the opportunity to be shady billionaires because we do fun shit.
I mean, you can't have an ethical. I don't know words, but ethical. Yeah, you can't have an ethical billionaire.
It doesn't go that way.
Nope, either you're
because they all failed on the Titanic's maiden voyage because they knew things.
Because they knew it was switch. Because the problem is the Titanic was going too fast. I'm gonna
But it was
the Olympic.
Right. So they switch out and they say it's the Titanic maiden voyage, but they are sending the Olympic out, the one that had been in a crash and had been repaired. Right. Because that was the thing. Like, it was in a crash. They didn't get the money, but it was repaired.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So their goal was to crash the Titanic, but around an area that had enough people.
That there should have been ships in the area.
That there should have been ships in the area.
Right.
But it was going too fast that it didn't have ships in the area.
Because it was ahead of schedule.
Because it was ahead of schedule. And they weren't planning to hit the iceberg. Like, they weren't planning to hit the iceberg. The iceberg came.
How were they planning to do the thing? It's like,
they were going to wait until they hit more ships again.
They wanted to be in waters that were full of ships. And they were going to oopsie accident again.
Yeah. So people wouldn't die.
Okay.
And they would get insurance money.
But it was the Olympic they were trying to sink. They said it was the Titanic, but it was actually the Olympic that they sent out.
Yep.
And that's the one that actually sunk.
Because they needed the insurance money.
Okay. I love this. I love this because it's a so much fun story and I just love the funness of it. And I also love that, like, I mean, it was like 1919 or whatever. Of course,
they got away with everything.
But now that they've found the sunken Titanic, is there anybody able to go scrape off some paint job there and see if we've got something that says the Olympic under the paint job? Like, what?
The problem is they can't bring it up to the surface because the pressure is too great and it disintegrates.
Get over there with a credit card and start scraping on that paint. Like, now, I want to see somebody scrape off the Titanic and it says the Olympic.
Amelia Earhart has popped up recently too, and
excuse me,
Cleopatra. What do we got to talk about? I got to crunch on this cracker.
Crunch on a cracker and tell me all about. I love, how is Amelia Earhart? Okay, because in my mind, you just put those things together, Amelia Earhart and Cleopatra, which, you know, of course, Amelia Earhart was probably Cleopatra or is Cleopatra in another life, right?
I didn't mean to, but here we are.
They're just both women, and that's the only, okay, I was trying to put together some more fun, but alrighty.
Women in STEM.
They're women in STEM. How does this go? Okay. Tell me about this. What do I need to know about Cleopatra and Amelia Earhart that have been coming up?
Okay, so Cleopatra, her famous words were, a man will never find my tomb. Something like that.
Okay.
This famous, I want to call her Spanish. I think she's Spanish. This famous Spanish woman.
Okay.
Has been the closest to ever find her tomb.
Sage the intern, you and I need to find Cleopatra's tomb.
We got to go work with her, man. She is bumping up.
Who is she? Look her up and find.
We need to Google Schmoogle her.
What is, okay, like, I don't know. This is the mystery of finding Cleopatra's tomb is not a thing I know about either. So I need to apparently be brought up to speed on these things.
People didn't believe her. People didn't believe that she was the closest to ever finding the tomb.
Okay.
But she found the plate card. The plate. So every. This is misinformation. My right hand up as misinformation. Okay. Pretty sure.
Well, I didn't know that there was a whole thing of like trying to find Cleopatra's tomb. So
there is, because she's one of the only ones that haven't been found yet. There's a plate under, I want to say, every single person's tomb that is like identifies them or transcripts to God, whatever. But there, that's the one.
God, I like that phrase. That needs to go on a t-shirt.
There's this one.
Can we write some transcripts to God? What do those sound like? Hey, dickhead. Where's my shit?
What's the song I've been singing?
You've been singing Murder on the Dance Floor and Are You There?
There you go. That's the one.
Okay.
That's how you know I'm chronically online.
You're chronically online. I like that. That's another.
I'm always chronically online.
That's the new sex addiction thing, right? That everybody needs to go to rehab for. You're chronically online. That's what it is. So this chick is closest to finding the tomb.
Yep.
What does that have to do with Amelia Earhart? Or did I just put those things together for no reason?
You put those things together, but I did say them in the same sentence.
Okay.
That's all there was for Cleopatra. We're getting closer.
Okay.
For Amelia Earhart, a couple years ago, I want to say 2013, but maybe I'm just creepy, wild, crazy.
I love that that's a couple of years ago to you as much as it is to me. That's a nice thought. I like that. Very good.
So a couple years ago on an island.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, they found something that they thought that could be like Amelia Earhart and that whatever dude that they could have survived or something.
Okay, so it was, they had found bones.
Okay.
Someone had.
Well, I can't actually be Amelia Earhart if they have, like, if they've not officially said that it was them, right? Like, I think I would have heard about it if they found Amelia Earhart. Or maybe I wouldn't. I don't watch the news anymore. I could be wrong.
Well, I think they did find her bones. So this first sentence said, no, this isn't Amelia Earhart. This is a person.
They have found Amelia. Okay, so there is a news story from 11 hours ago that's been covered up with ads. Didn't leave me alone. The Charleston Company may have found Amelia Earhart's plane.
Oh, yeah, because they did a scan over the water and they saw a plane outline. The reason they're thinking.
Explain to me how it is they can manage to do that and try to find Amelia Earhart, but they can't find that Malaysian flight 237 or whatever it is. Do you know that one? Have you watched that whole thing?
I need to watch that one again because that one's really interesting.
That's not the number though. What is it again? That Malaysian, it's, I don't remember which one it is, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Like it was on Netflix. There's a whole documentary about like it was carrying some kind of satellite, some kind of equipment or whatever, scientific equipment, and it went missing and all the people on it.
See, I just remember all the people going missing.
I watched like the whole documentary thing, and that's one of the conspiracy theories or suggestions or something, that there was something about the equipment that was on it was like stolen for some reason, that like maybe the plane was hijacked or something happened to, because they wanted the equipment.
You know what honestly makes sense?
Right. Again.
Okay, really quickly, before I mute and eat another cracker. So,
okay.
Amelia Earhart, the bones were tested once. The first guy said no. Male, definitely. Not a female.
Okay.
Destroyed some of the bones.
Do that?
I know.
Why is it always like, there's always that they lost evidence, they destroyed it. So, what are you doing? Is it not your job to keep that shit and catalog it? And like, come on now. That's your whole job.
Literally. But a new scientist came, somehow, some way, he reclassified it and was like, no, these are female bones.
Okay.
And then somehow recently they found the plane. And there have been accounts of her last SOS messages.
Right. That
it wasn't boats picking it up, but it was like people in houses, like over radios. So it was this little girl who had picked it up. There was another, like a housewife who had picked up another SOS. And they were...
Can I just be... Okay, obviously it's not good that there's any SOS going out. I don't want to like make that suggestion, but like the idea that like old school back in the day being on like a whatever, like what are those, ham radios or shortwave radios or whatever it is that they're using, like just the idea that you could be sitting in your house with one of those things and just listening in to like people's flight, like you couldn't do that now and just like dial into flight control of whatever for Delta, United, whatever. I mean, unless you can, and I just don't know it. Probably somebody knows how to do that shit. But just that you can like sit and just like just pick up random messages from airplanes and whatever going on. Like there's something kind of fun about that. It makes me wish like I want to do that. I want to be, you know. There's some movie from my childhood knocking around in my brain that I can't quite put together. There's something to do with a radio flyer wagon, and does it, someone makes a radio flyer wagon fly and there's a ham radio involved. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna have to ask some of my friends who are of my own age group, Sage the Intern, so that they'll probably tell Sage the Intern, like, you're talking nonsense. I don't know about I will ask people in my own age range, and I will report back to you, Sage the Intern.
Have you ever heard, okay, hopping off the conspiracy.
Yes. Okay. Hopping onto the next train.
I think we've talked about this. How much of a millennial I am.
Explain millennial to me again.
So I'm a Gen Z because that is where I was born. Where I currently am. Like I'm chronically online. I grew up with I grew up with the internet, but I'm the millennial part because like I went outside.
I grew up outside. I believe one time you said to me, I touched grass.
Oh, yeah. That's a good term. I touched grass when I was young.
Apparently kids don't do that anymore.
No, kids don't do that anymore. They're trying, though.
I don't know what the world is.
Other parents just need a little... Kids shouldn't have iPads. Can we all agree with that? Like... I understand sometimes they need an iPad. I get that.
No, here's what I'm going to say. It is the whole parenting thing, right? And I don't want to do it. So like, listen, I'm not bashing anybody. If you're out there trying, good for you. No, thank you. I'm off. That is not something I came to this human experience to do. But thank you. No. But like when I was a kid, it wasn't an iPad, but it was this. You eat that cracker. I don't give a shit. It was the same thing, though, where it was like, instead of just giving him an iPad and saying, go sit and play and get out of my way, get out of my hair, it was go outside and play and go, like, so it's still the same thing. It's still the parents being like, I can't fucking deal with you anymore. You're too much. Just, you know, bugger off and go do something else. But, like, that was what we did when I was a kid. The outside was the option for it, you know? So it's the same.
Yeah, but. It's the same concept, but different. It's the worst way of getting them out of your way, because watching a screen like this for multiple hours a day,
even though you're one, chronically ruins your online. Eyes. It's age the intern.
I don't care. I became a good person because I went outside when I was younger. I can be chronically online now.
I became a good person.
What can I say?
I like that. That's how we'll categorize it. Did you spend time outside when you were a child? Then you're a good person. Did you never go? Okay, you're not. No, we can't deal with you. Bad egg.
Where's your hand-eye coordination? You don't got any.
I mean,
how to type. That's it.
I don't have hand-eye coordination either, I have to say. I don't know. So, like, I kind of suck at that, too. But
I think you're lying. I think you'd have it better than kids with iPads.
You think so? Let's test that out sometime, Sage the intern. We need to have you can come and we'll do a Tonger tournament. I'll teach you Tonger. I've told you about that. You'll come, we'll do that. We'll practice some Tonger. Please see my Tonger podcast. in the ether description links, whateverness of how this TikTok, I don't know. TikTok, Twitch. Do I even know what streaming platform I'm on?
Ready?
What?
Tick. Tack toe a winner. I hate Nancy Pelosi.
I have no idea.
She's too old to be in Congress anymore.
They're all too old to be in. They all are too old. Is that a thing that was said? That sounds like the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Do I want to? This is why I don't watch the news, Sage the intern, because it's all too dumb.
Dude,
what are we?
So dumb.
What are we doing? We need new blood. Here's kind of part of the problem too, though. Is like we do absolutely need new blood when it comes to just the political anything scene, but also none of us who are like under the age of 50 are interested. Like we don't wanna. That's kind of a problem, right? Like the ones who are interested in politics are just activists about it. They don't actually want to get in there and do the. Writing the legislation because they've made even that so convoluted and terrible. I don't know what the answers are. I know I don't have them. And I know I don't want to have to be the one who finds them. So we're going to be over here in the Sage and Frankie corner where we talk about conspiracy theories and dreams. There's a song I don't know.
You don't know that song?
I don't. Sage the intern, there's going to be a lot of pop culture things that don't match up with us. And I can't wait for all of it.
I don't know a lot of pop culture things, but I know that song.
I don't know that song. I'm sorry. You and I, we're going to need to have watch parties. We're going to need to have listening parties. We're going to have like back and forth sort of education, right? Is what we need to do.
Weird.
Sorry, there's loud jet going by all of a sudden.
I can't hear him. You're beautiful.
Okay, good. Oh, you're beautiful. Love you, Bestie.
Did you see my dad appear there earlier?
I did not, but I wish that there was a ghost that would have appeared. One of these days, Sage the intern. I just want some ghost activity. I was telling you that.
I don't have any at the moment.
No ghosts at the moment. No. But Sage the intern, we're hoping that my love that like it's such a video game thing. We're a video game. The intern is sneaking checkers real fast.
I melted. I died.
Great. No, that was beautiful. I loved Sage the intern. That was so good. I lost my train of thought.
I didn't know what we were talking about anymore.
We are so hoping my new apartment is haunted because it would be fun, but we're going to have Sage. Yes, we do. I've got it now, Sage the intern. We sage places, but we're the opposite. No, but we do the opposite. So when other people are like burning sage to clear their house of like entities and ghosts, we bring Sage the intern in with some candles to call them in. So we're saging the apartment in the opposite. Sage comes in and she's like, "Are you demons? It's me."
Oh, who's a good demon?
Who's a good demon? Who do we want to talk to? Right now, as we speak, under the platform that I use for my computer, we'll just go ahead and get really shaky off of, is right here. Demons and demonology. I have the book of all of them right here. We can.
We got to go through that sometime.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It was to make my angle different, but whatever. We'll go with it.
That's okay.
What letter do we want to look at, Sage the intern? And
it
you know
has
what?
To be an S.
It has to be an S?
Yeah.
The first thing that I have, Listen, oh, jeepers. Okay, listen. Now we get to see just a little bit of how insane I am. There are notes in here all over.
That's good. That's not bad.
They don't have anything to do with anything other than my craziness. Okay, what do we got? Sitri, S-I-T-R-I, fallen angel and 12th of the 72 spirits of Solomon. Sitri is a great prince who appears first with a leopard's face and griffin wings. He then assumes the shape of a beautiful human. I like that they're not gender specific with that. That's nice, a beautiful human. Listen,
human.
Well, I'm going to just already say demons get a bad rap if this one is this one appears as a beautiful human. This one is not gender specific. This one is very chill and very progressive, like already demons for the win.
Liberals.
Yeah. OK, this is where it gets maybe a little weirder then. He inflames. This is how this is worded. And I did not write these words. This is in this little demonology. He inflames men and women to fall in love with each other and take off all their clothes. He commands 60 legions of demons. Okay. Well, you know what? Sitri, our porn demon fallen angel, is on brand, and that's who we have. So that's who we're apparently talking to. How did we get here? Sage the Intern. That's who Sage the Intern is apparently calling into my apartment building. My new apartment. Okay, there.
What was the name again? Say it one more time.
Sitri, S-I-T-R-I. I mean, I could be saying Sitri? That. Sitri? I could be saying that completely incorrectly.
Are you there, Sitri?
It's saying that. And we will
My offering is a potted plant of sage.
A potted plant of sage. I love that. I will offer up probably a charcuterie board. So you should just bring the cheese. And we can just like, what's up, Sitri? We're going to have ourselves some snacks. Come hang
I'll
out with me
the
and
cheese
sage.
To you.
The cheese. I love it. It'll be perfect.
My dogs are running around like nuts.
Well, because you've already summoned some of the demons. The things are happening.
Nah, they're just chasing cats.
Dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
I didn't tell you this. Guess what? Guess what my dogs caught today?
You said a blue jay, and I didn't know until you said that there's a legalness about having blue jay feathers.
Oh, so I told you about the blue jay. Guess what else they caught today?
Oh, there's more. What other dead things do you have?
Two squirrels.
Well, I mean, listen, they're just bringing you dinner.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Like, you got to learn to cook that stuff. You got to figure out how you...
It's interesting that, okay, the one that I know they're playing with, they play with the tail until they rip the tail off.
That's lovely.
But they don't eat that. Like, they only eat bunnies.
Maybe
explain the math to me.
Well, I don't know. Some people like broccoli and some people like, you know, we've had this conversation too. Broccolini and asparagus. We prefer the broccolini.
We do prefer the broccolini. If they asparagus is grilled, though, I do like a good old asparagus.
Ooh, do you want to know? Oh, it's Sage the Intern. Okay. Sage the Intern, you're the cook, chef, helper person. I'm going to need your assistance for my... When you come over to Sage, my apartment, my new space, to call in Sitri. We need Sitri to help us make some... I don't know what... I love that hot pineapple. You go to like, you know... the Brazilian grill carne asada places and you get like the hot pineapple that's got like cinnamon and sugar on it. We need to invent a cinnamon pineapple brown sugar barbecue sauce that we put on barbecue dip. I need like a hot pineapple cinnamon barbecue sauce. Sweet, savory deliciousness on a bunch of beefy ribs. We need
That restaurant is called The Carnival, right? The one you're talking about?
Yeah. That restaurant that I just invented that Sage the Intern is going to be the chef at?
My older sister, her friend's mother owns that.
Oh. Well, hi, hello to them. Go talk. Sage the Intern, why are we not having a podcast thing at their place and just having lots of snacks and talking to them about their stuff and asking them, like, why are you not making it? Pineapple barbecue sauce. I need a cinnamon pineapple barbecue sauce.
That'd be so good. Okay, but can I tell you a fun fact about Sage?
Yes.
Fun fact about Sage, she hasn't had a pineapple in so long that I didn't even know what it tastes like anymore.
I literally bought 2 pineapples the other day and just cut up the second one and have been microwaving them to make them hot and putting some fucking cinnamon and sugar on them because I live like a frat boy. I don't know why. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We don't judge. You should ship a pineapple to me.
I'll ship you a pineapple and you ship me some cheese. We'll call it even. The cheese will keep better than the pineapple, but probably. That's all right.
Who cares?
What? There's pineapples at your grocery store. There's got to be. Go get a pineapple, Sage Van Dern.
You think there's one at Aldi?
There has to be. There's pineapples somewhere around you that you can have. There has to be.
There has to be, right?
Regardless, when you come to Sage, my new apartment, and we call in C-Tree, our demon friend, who is going to inflame men and women to take all their clothes off, because yippee-ki-yay, we'll just go that route, I guess. But then we can make our cinnamon pineapple barbecue, and it'll be delicious. We can put it on TikTok. Sage, the intern, can make some, bring some. How would you incorporate your sourdough into that? You and your sourdough bread deliciousness that you have been playing with. How would you incorporate that?
You know what I'm so sad about? What? Now that you bring up sourdough.
Why? You're supposed to be happy about it. You love your sourdough bread.
I'm so happy. The problem is, this weekend I was making a loaf and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to add cheese to this loaf. We're going to try it out. I was going to add cheese. And the classic is like cheddar cheese and jalapenos, but I don't like jalapenos. I don't like I don't mind the spiciness, but I don't like the pepper flavor.
Oh, okay.
So I was going to do that, but then I forgot. So I was laminating my bread and I rolled it off cute and I started shaping it. I said,
no, you had to laminate sourdough.
Yeah, you have to for shaping.
Okay.
I do break some sourdough rolls because I live on the edge.
But because I live on the edge, I break sourdough bread.
I'm so glad. I forgot the cheese.
We'll do another one. Put some cheese in it. What would you make out of sourdough that would go with cinnamon pineapple barbecue rib? Obviously, you have.
I'm just kidding.
You gotta have. I don't know. I'm such a baked potatoes with ribs kind of person.
Come on, it could be a breading of some sort. Because sourdough is actually better for digestion than normal bread because it ferments. It's the same reason why pickles are good for you.
I love pickles. I'm so glad they're healthy for me. I need some dill pickle ice cream because I've had some from, I don't know where my aunt got it for me for my birthday and it was delicious and amazing and I need more of it in my life.
And we need more of it. God damn it.
Can we have pickle sourdough bread? Can you do a dill pickle sourdough bread?
I can figure it out.
Can you do Can you do a dill Havarti sourdough bread? Oh, Sage the intern. That would make me so very happy.
I would have to be... The pickle, the salt part is hard because you don't want to kill the yeast. Salt kills yeast.
Can you do... the vinegar... What do they do? Like, I don't know, like salt and vinegar chips or whatever, kind of. Like, could you get like something that is like salt and vinegar chips?
We could do like salt and vinegar croutons.
Oh, that would be good. I like that idea. And that would go into, salad and ribs don't go together. But sure, why not?
Salad. The salad and ribs do, if you make the correct steps.
It would be more, what about like a sourdough breadstick situation?
Oh, that's a good idea. Or
what if you like
filled
it? Do that. Yes. Can you fill it with cheese? Can you do that? Can you make it like a giant cheese stick? Sourdough just full of dill Havarti, and I can just eat that with my pineapple. You can dip it into the pineapple barbecue sauce.
I bet.
I love this already. I think we're going to be serving this at our Bestie Pops bakery that we're going to have. Now, what are you singing?
I'm just singing Are You There, God? It's me, Fiona.
It's me, Fiona. Sage the intern, you're supposed to tell me about weird dreams too.
I only had the book one.
Okay, but that's really super interesting and fun. You read half a book, fell asleep, took a nap, and dreamed the second half of the book, even though you didn't like the way it went.
It was so beautiful. I woke up so mad and was like, this could not possibly happen in the book. And then I read the other half of the book and I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Sage the intern. Okay, Jesus. This is, here's a fun little conversation to have, though, because we've had these fun little conversations before. Did you dream the second half of the book, as in like sort of premonitory, like seeing the future sort of thing? Or did you dream the other half of the book, and so you are on the timeline where that is what second half of the book is? Did you create the reality, or did you see the reality ahead of time?
Ooh. I think I saw the reality ahead of time.
You don't think that you just created it that way? You think it was a premonition?
No, because if I would have created that way, I would have wanted
to... I would have changed it, because I wasn't into that way. I didn't want it to go that way. Okay.
Exactly.
I just always think that that's kind of like a fun thought experiment. Like, how much is something that you are seeing the future or like tuning into something, and how much of it is just, that's just happening because I created that in my mind. Reality had to fit itself around that. And then I get annoyed because then reality should be shifting in different ways for me if that's the truth. I don't know. Still a fun little... It's a fun little argument. Sage the intern, do you need a nap and go have more dreams so that we can have a whole other episode where we talk about dreams?
Yeah, after carrying that bed upstairs, I'm pooped.
Well, I mean,
it's like,
that's what happens when you're doing manual labor, and that's why we need the universe to be sending us other people who assist us with the manual labor so we don't have to do it all.
I know. I'm so excited to do this house, though.
I'm so excited to have a haunted apartment and monetize all the videos that happen because of it on YouTube.
I love that you went from a house to an apartment.
Listen, Sage the intern, taking care of a house all by my single lonesome is just not fun anymore. So it's time for a shift into something else.
And I was thinking, I was like, well, it's technically you aren't renting the house to someone. Like, it's the boyfriend is buying it, not your cousin's boyfriend.
Because, again, that would be antithetical to what it... I know. Yes. No. It's good for them. Yay them. Buy my house. Settle down. Make babies. Do all the things. Whatever.
Don't make babies. Adopt babies. Don't make them.
Oh, Sage the intern. There's another PSA, right? It's kind of like, don't adopt a designer dog. Get the rescue dog.
Exactly.
Okay, somebody's probably going to be super mad at me for saying that, but like,
I'm not going to lie. My dog, okay, they weren't designer. Like, Chuck is a rat from a farm.
Poor Chuck. Chuck, you're just a rat somebody found on a farm.
Richard is half and half German Shepherd Husky mix. So I'm told. There could be a little mutt mix in there.
We're all for the mutt. I'm all about the mutt.
Exactly.
Personally.
Where's the dogs? Puppies, come here. Richard.
Do you want to show them to all the Twitch people?
Hi.
He's
my beautiful, alive man.
He is gigantic, and I feel like his head is still too big for the rest of his body, and you need to feed him more food.
That's what I thought. The vet, so I took him to the vet, and the vet said he is a perfect 68 pounds and do not change anything I'm doing.
Well, look at you, Sage the intern. Isn't it nice to have someone tell you that you're perfect and you don't need to change anything you're doing? You are just brilliant as you are. What a wonderful sentiment. And you know what? I think that's a great spot for us. Sage the intern.
What can I say? Except Chuck here. Chuck, get up. No, Richard, I know you want more cheese. I know you want more cheese. But I want Chuck. Chuck, come here. Down, because I bet he's the one who got the squirrels. Chuck, come here, baby. Let me hold you.
He's like, I don't wanna. He's a scared. Oh, see, now I just see your names. There it is. That's interesting. Oh,
he's fat. The vet said, he's a little chunky.
No, he's perfect and beautiful. Look at that face.
Don't lick me. I hate getting licks on the face. Fun fact. I love dogs. Hate getting licked on the face.
Fun fact, same thing. Fun fact, also probably allergic. Don't care. Not going to give it up. Have seasonal allergies. Will not stop going outside either. Just head in. All the whole world is going to be. Oh.
He's the rat we found on the farm. I actually got him from a coworker when I worked at Scoots.
You know what? Sometimes those rats that you find outside on the farm are the most loyal dogs, though, because they so appreciate that you brought them in from the outside and gave them some loves and some cheese. Sage.
Exactly. I think my mom gives them more stuff than I do. Maybe that's just the parent in me.
Grandma gets to spoil. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Grandma's allowed to do that.
Someone slobbered all over my blanket.
Sage the intern. Well, I think that's a lovely spot to end to. Somebody slobbered my blanket.
Someone's slobbering all over my blanket.
I've been Frankie, and that's been Sage. And this has been our first Twitch Live foray that I don't know whether or not it's gone well, but. Oh, but I love seeing Pumpers get some treats and be happy. So you know what? I love it.
That's where we're ending.
But I am also going to have to go get myself a snack and some cheese or something now. So thank you for that.
Some little charcuterie board.
Yes, because it's my favorite. Sage and Frankie, clocking out.
Clocking out.
Special thanks to the Parapost Network for the support of their community. Check out all the great podcasts on the Parapost Network on Facebook.